You're listening to the afternoon edition on RNIB Connect Radio. Now, our RNIB Connect Radio team is indeed out in Paris for the Paralympics, and all going well technology wise, I should now be joined by our very own Toby Davey. Bonjour.
Good afternoon. Bonjour, David. How are you?
Bonjour. Ça va bien, et toi?
That's about as far as it goes.
Je joue au foot tous les samedis avec mon frère. You're in Paris. How is it?
It's really good. We arrived not that long ago, now in our hotel, but really good sort of, crossing, but it was in the Eurostar, so underneath the tunnel kind of stuff. And in Paris, and it feels like, you know, I think it sort of feels a bit like sort of London 2012 to me. There's a sort of buzz around the place and it's feeling really exciting. And, you know, there's a lot, I mean, the games have already started, but there seems to be a real buzz and stuff and things like that. So, yeah, no, it's really nice. In Paris, you know, it's a nice city.
They don't call it the city of love for nothing. So, what? Loads and loads of sports happening over the next couple of weeks. Are there any in particular that you're hoping to catch while you're out there with the team?
Yeah, there's a few sports I'm desperate to sort of catch up with because there's a couple of the Paralympics GB athletes I've spoken to in the lead up to the games. So the rowing, which is on Friday, Saturday and Sunday, and obviously Sam Murray, who's competing in the PR3 mixed pairs sculls. So we'll be seeing how Sam's getting on along with his other rower, which is Anna Kadic. So we'll see how they get on over the weekend. Also, next weekend we have the judo, and obviously seeing how Chris Skelly is going to be getting on with the judo, and also with Evan and Dan as the other two Paralympics GB judo athletes. So it'll be great to see how they get on. Obviously, triathlon I think has actually been moved from Monday to Sunday. So we've got three Paralympics GB visually impaired athletes competing in the triathlon, so it'll be great to see them. And we've also got the tandem twins from Ireland as well competing for Paralympics Ireland, so we'll see how they get on. So I'm interested for that. And also Rebecca Redfern, who I've interviewed a couple of times, she got a silver in Tokyo and a silver in Rio. And so I'm hoping that she might get a gold this time. So there's so much to see. I mean, it's brilliant. We've got all the track and field. We've got the swimming. We've got the rowing. We've got the tandem cycling. There's also the blind football, although no GB team, but it'll be still interesting to see how the blind football's going. And I also want to try and, if I can, catch a bit of culture whilst I'm in Paris as well.
Well, that was going to be my next question. Obviously, your RNIB Connect Radio is Mr. Culture. So what is... out with the sport, what are you hoping to see and do while you're in Paris?
Well, if I can get to some of the museums, I'd love to pop in and see some of the artwork, because you see all these sort of French masters and stuff in online and on the internet and in books and stuff. But to be actually standing in front of a great work of art, it just really does bring it all to life. I know Monet's water lilies are in a gallery in Paris. I've seen them before. So if I can try and get to see them again, the Musée d'Orsay is a lovely museum as well. But one other thing which I want to try and see if I can get to after watching the opening ceremony last night is to try and get to the cauldron. Did you see it, David? There was this sort of big cauldron ring of fire which was lifted up in the air by a balloon, and I'm just so keen to go and have a look at that.
Fantastic. Obviously, balloons being a big, like, you wouldn't think of it, a massive part of French history as well, with the whole Montgolfier and all that.
Definitely so. And Paris is just such a beautiful city. You know, the football's happening very close to the Eiffel Tower and everything else, and all the sort of venues. I mean, some of the venues are in very historic buildings. So it's just such a wonderful city to be in. So, yeah, no, I'm really looking forward to a good week of sport. And if I can get a bit of culture in, I'll try and get a bit of culture in as well.
Great stuff. Well, Toby Davey, live from Paris, merci for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Merci beaucoup.